Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, there you have it. Newcastle United have lost their 12th game of the season, and we are now going to go through the finer points of it, I guess. It's been a deflating night for Newcastle Stamford Bridge. Deflating to watch, because you know that they can do a lot better than that. But really, it is what it is. And Newcastle are where they are because they've done what they've done. And it's just a bit of a... starting to shape up to be a bit of a bad end to the season. You don't want to be too negative about it, but Newcastle have got a lot of work to do to make this, you know, a decent campaign. But as always, let's look back on the goals. This is Lee Ryder speaking from Chronicle Live. I've just been to the game in the press box and watched it all unfold. We were very close to where Eddie Howe and his staff were, so we did see a few things we don't normally get to see, and yeah, it was a very interesting night, let's put that way. But let's just, you know, go back on the goals. Newcastle, for me, didn't start this game very convincingly, didn't look right, and Cole Palmer looked like he could just pick holes in Newcastle's defence at will. He was the guy who played the ball out wide for a right-wing cross, which then Sven Botman decides to play straight back to Cole Palmer, and Palmer just drills it along the floor, and Jackson just casually backheels it past Dubravka, and that was 1-0. And, you know, after that, Newcastle, you know, they tried to find a way back into it. The night got worse before it got better. Anthony Gordon, yeah, came off with a knee injury. That was intriguing to see. We've seen the first medical guy get sent out to the side of the pitch to keep an eye on what was going on. They then switched Gordon over from the left to the right. He was still struggling with whatever the issue was, and Newcastle sent the physio on. Gordon pretty much said straight away that he didn't feel right. The physio then tried to straighten his leg out, and to the point which Gordon almost sort of screamed in pain, saying, "Don't do that." And then he kind of shook his head and he had to come off. Now, Newcastle at that stage, they basically were 1-0 down, but they got right back in it. Bruno, good win in midfield, played the ball to Isak. We stroked at home, and in adversity, Newcastle was suddenly on level terms in this game. And yeah, at that point, everything felt possible. You know, getting a draw, potentially going on to win the game. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. And it wasn't to be because Newcastle started the second half looking sloppy as they were in the first half. Throw-in wasn't closed down. I think it was Enzo played the ball in for Palmer, who swept it home to make it 2-1. And, you know, at that point, Newcastle looked like they were in the mood to concede more goals. Raheem Sterling was allowed to bundle his way through. He went around Dubravka, and Byrne stopped it on the line. And Newcastle were looking very vulnerable at that point, I have to say. You could see the reactions, the frustration on the bench of Eddie Howe, Jason Tindall and all the staff. There was some of the backroom staff actually sitting in the press box, and I can't actually repeat what they were saying, because it was the same colour as Chelsea's shirts, basically. That's all I can say. And then the substitute, Mudrick, he made it 3-1. He took the ball off Conor Gallagher's toes, and basically did what he wanted to do. Just rounded the keeper and slotted it home 3-1. Newcastle pretty much knew it was game over. Yes, Jacob Murphy scored a very good goal. Lewis Miley's pass, great finish from Murphy. If only that had came earlier in the half, when Newcastle had a little bit of possession, you know, it may have been so different. But defensively, Newcastle, as Eddie Howe said in his press conference, they killed themselves with the way they defended.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Lee Ryder speaking. We've now left Stamford Bridge. We've been in the press box watching the game tonight. And yeah, it was concerning. It was worrying. And when does it leave Newcastle? Well, in terms of the table, Newcastle sitting 10th. And that is exactly where they will stay over the international break with 10 games to go. They're on 40 points. They're in absolutely no danger of any late season jitters as of days of old. In terms of the European spots, they're currently 3 points behind West Ham, who are in 7th in the Europa Conference League. I think if we're being honest, everybody, the Conference League is what Newcastle are playing for now. They're 7 points behind Man United in the Europa League place. Yes, there could be potential shake-ups with depending on cup winners and European success. We'll have to wait and see. But as it stands, 7 points behind sixth place. I suppose that gap could be closed down. We've seen stranger things happen. But if we are being completely honest, 7 points at this stage in the season, it's pretty much a mountain to climb. You have to win two or three games and you have to hope that the teams above you lose two or three games. And that generally doesn't happen that easily. So I think for me, yeah, they are playing for seventh place. Good news is West Ham are the team Newcastle will play at James Park at the end of this month after the Nationals are done and dusted. So a lot of time for them to work on that. Of course, it is the FA Cup before that at the Etihad Stadium against Man City. A game that is feels a little bit daunting as I'm sitting here on Monday night. After the way Newcastle defended tonight, maybe they've got their defensive mistakes out of the system for that game and they will go to Manchester City and put in a great performance at the back. I would like to dream that, yes, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. So, yeah, where does it leave Newcastle's season? Well, it's going to be a massive disappointment compared to last year. Did say to Eddie Howe in the press conference after the game, I did say, you know, is it now down to you to send a different message to the players? Are they responding to what you're saying? Is the message becoming repetitive? Eddie Howe, not really buying that, saying that he feels the message is right. It's just up to, you know, eliminating those, eradicating the defensive errors. Well, they've got a lot of work to do if that is the case. I thought tonight was very unconvincing. I thought this was an opportunity to beat a team in the bottom half. It's the worst Chelsea team I've seen for a lot of years. I know they spent a lot of money, but it's a disjointed Chelsea team. I spoke to the local Chelsea journalist before the game and they said there's only one winner tonight and it's not going to be Chelsea. And they were wrong because Newcastle kept up their abysmal record at the Bridge. And Chelsea probably surprised themselves with a better performance than they've been putting on of late. And the worry is that they are behind Newcastle by 1 point and have a game in hand. So this could get even worse for Newcastle before the season is out. And they've got to snap into gear, and they've got to do it quickly. And I think that's something Eddie Howe will be well aware of. They've got the second worst defensive record away from home. They've now lost 12 games, as I said at the start of this podcast. They are sitting in 10th place in the Premier League. Not good. Eddie Howe also saying the final ball wasn't good enough. For once, he said, got a direct pass to him and he tucked it away. If only Newcastle could get the service right to Alexander Isak. I've just reading through a lot of your comments right now. A lot of people critical of the midfield. A lot of people critical of the substitutions. I mean, the moment where Joe White and Lewis Miley are introduced with 10 minutes left, was that pretty much a Newcastle saying, we're not going to win this game, so let's give people a chance to rest others for the Man City game? It's up for debate, isn't it? But look, we know that Newcastle are better than they're shown. The FA Cup game is going to be tough, but overall, I think Newcastle will look at this performance and know that they must do a lot better defensively.